Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, أَكْمَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِيمَانًا أَحْسَنُهُمْ خُلُقًا, that the most complete of the believers in terms of iman, in terms of faith, is the one who has the more beautiful or the better character. So character is very important in Islam, especially in light of this particular hadith, that the best of people, or the most complete in terms of faith, are those who have a better character, a more beautiful character. So here we are in this world competing for matters of this world, competing for a better house, competing for a better car, competing for better clothing, competing for more luxuries in this world. And yet there are so many prophetic traditions which guide us and instruct us to have the right frame of mind, the right mentality in terms of striving. We should be competing for more perfection in faith. We should be competing for more strength in our faith. And if we want to be better Muslims, then one way we can achieve this is we become well-mannered Muslims. We express good character. Our manner, our etiquette is exceptional. This is what we should aim to do, or this is what we should aim to achieve in life. Someone who has good character is not only appreciated by friends and family, good character, humility, good character traits are even appreciated or acknowledged at least by the enemy. Because when someone is truthful, even the enemy will say, whatever, you know, I have problems with him, I disagree with him, we don't see eye to eye, I don't like so, such and such other habits, but one thing I can say about him, he does not lie, he's not a liar, he speaks the truth. Or sometimes he speaks the truth in such a way which can be harsh, but he does speak the truth. So things like this, we should adopt all the characteristics, all the traits of good character.
Oh Allah, make me how you want me to be.